All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Sydney Crane with us. She is a commercial real estate investment sales broker who specializes in brokering single and multi-tenant retail investment deals across the Southeast. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Grateful to have you here. So first one I got, we want to get to know you a little bit, is what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
So back in high school, I was asked to be in the school's talent show. They needed just one more contestant to make the dance category an actual category. And they knew that I had danced for almost 13 years at that time. So I was like, sure, why not? The talent show was 2 weeks away. So I had to create my own routine and get it down pat in the span of 2 weeks. I already had plenty of costumes from the recent performances that I had been in, so I was able to use one of those. And man, I had the routine down pat. Like every single time I practiced or showed someone, I nailed it. So performance was ready. I got out on stage in front of the crowd, music started, and I did about the first 8 seconds of the routine and completely blanked. So then I had milliseconds to decide what to do because the music was obviously still playing. So I could either choose to run off stage and be completely embarrassed and probably get made fun of and definitely get eliminated from the competition, or I could try to improvise and keep going. Long story short, I kept going and ended up winning the dance portion of the talent show without anyone knowing that I had completely made it up on stage.
Incredible.
So the message behind all of that is that you have two paths in life. And normally the path that is less traveled seems uncomfortable and scary, and that other path seems easy, and we want to take that easy path. But I believe that the path that is uncomfortable will take you to your long-term success, and that's just something that I firmly believe in.
Absolutely. I absolutely love that story. That is an amazing story.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, no, it is, right? Because if you had stopped and been like, yo, I messed up, like, you probably definitely would not have won that one.
Right, exactly.
So my second one for you is, what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
So I specifically specialize in something called convenience retail. And our generation has changed the way retail works in the retail environment, and which retailers are thriving right now and which ones are suffering. So convenience retail is, you know, multi-tenant strip centers or fast food, you know, single tenant units. And that's really in strong demand right now. And I think we'll continue to hold that strong demand because our generation either likes high end or low end. So we would rather go to a restaurant and pay a little more just for the experience, or get something quickly, just in and out. And The in-between categories, such as casual dining or department stores, are suffering right now because of our generation's wants, you know, and the way we want to spend our money. So I would say to expect convenience retail to continue on this strong path simply because of, you know, how we view retail and what we want. So I would say to keep an eye on that and definitely expect that to continue to grow in the future.
Uh-huh. And then what's your best piece of overall business advice? So not necessarily industry specific.
Right. So I have way too many answers for this question, but to reach the widest range of audience, I would say that it's never too late to start. It's always too late to wait. So the longer you put off something, it's only hurting you. It's not helping you. And as a 23-year-old, something important that I have learned is to look at failure as a positive thing. So if you've failed or you're currently failing at something, see it as a learning experience and how you can grow from that.
And then if you could give your, I know you're only 23, but your even younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
Yes. So that would be to start reading books about business earlier on. I feel like all of my life I was forced to read, you know, these books, which I did enjoy to some extent, but once I started picking up the books about business and finances and leadership, it really opened up my eyes to so many different things and has honestly shaped my mindset into what it is today.
And then now let's talk about happiness. In your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
So this is kind of a debatable question, but I would say it would be finding the right balance. You know, we all have a lot of different things going on in our life. And for those of us just starting a business or even people who are deep into their careers, sometimes it's almost as if you get addicted to the success. But I believe that you have to find a balance between work, family, friends, exercise, all of those things that fall outside of work. And that you should take time to focus on how you can self-improve on each category and what you spend too much time and too little time on. So finding the balance between everything there.
And now we'll go back to the books. What is the best book that you've read and what was the number one thing you learned from it?
So I have read this book twice now, and it is The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. And what I love about this book is that it can relate to anything in your life. So whether it's your finances, your career, your relationships, or your health, it can relate to that. So I really like that fact. But the basic idea behind this book is taking small actions on a daily basis that will lead to huge results later down the road. And my biggest takeaway from the book was that only 5% of our population actually achieves overall success. And there were three main reasons, and I don't want to spoil too much because if anyone listening has not read this book, you need to right now because it is an amazing book. But one of those reasons was that we see most of these simple actions as being so unimportant and normally so small that we don't even think they're actually contributing to our long-term success. And so I asked a guy once, I said, what actions do you take on a daily basis that you think are leading to your overall success? And he said he makes his bed every morning, and that way he starts off with a small success right there first thing in the morning, and it's a good way to start his day. And it's those actions that end up leading to our long-term success.
Yeah, I agree. It's those small wins in the morning that win the day, and if you win a lot of days, then you'll win.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And then what is your favorite quote and why?
My favorite quote is, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you will be successful. And that quote is by Eric Thomas. And my takeaway from that is, you know, everyone wants to be successful, but it truly boils down to how bad you want it. And I think you have to know exactly what you want and why you want it. And you have to focus completely on that goal and do more than others are doing to reach that goal. And in one of Grant Cardone's books, I read a lot of his books, he explains that success is compared to a breath of air by explaining that if you stop trying to succeed, it's like trying to live your life off of your last breath of air. And that your last breath of air is important, but not as important as the next breath. So you can't just stop your success, right? You have to continually build on that in order to keep that going.
Couldn't agree more. And I actually, living down in Miami, I know Cardone very well. He's not too far.
Yes, I know, I saw that. And I mean, man, his stuff is awesome. So
yeah, very cool. Well, from a gamecock to a tiger, I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much.
The last one I got for you, where can our listeners best connect with you online?
So you can connect with me through LinkedIn. That's the best platform for me, at Sydney Crane. And you can also check me out on our website. It is pintailcp.com. That is PINTAILCP, as in capitalpartners.com. Check me out on there. All of my information is on there for contact information and all that good stuff. So definitely connect with me. Reach out if you have any questions at all. I would love to speak with new people.
Awesome. Thanks again for coming on.
Thank you so much, Tyler.